Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. A friend of mine said something to me one time, and I thought about it. He said, there's nothing worse than discrimination against a disabled person when you're disabled. Well, I disagree. I think there's a lot worse. I think dealing with the agencies and the government is worse than discrimination. You know, and because, all right, discrimination, you can either fight it, which many times is useless because the law is not strong enough. Or you can just walk away from it and say, you're a stupid ass. I don't want to deal with you, you know. The agencies and the government, you need them. You got to deal with them. I mean, try to live your life without money. Can't do it. All right. So, I don't know who it was who said the law is an ass, but it's so true. You know, we have so many proofs of that. And the agencies, in many, many ways, promote discrimination. Discrimination by not fighting for enforcement of the law, be it the ADA or any other law that they can put us under that protects everybody else. They promote discrimination by denying people service dogs who may be different or who may need a little different way of training or whatever. But you see, the law doesn't recognize that. That's why it's worse to deal with the agencies and the government than it is with discrimination. If you train your guide dog on your own, discriminate against you by cutting off your dog's medical because they don't like you, they don't like that you did that, that you defied them, that you went against their ridiculous rules. But the law doesn't recognize that as discrimination. It should. It should. I remember one time I had a blind person on my show, and this person wasn't sure whether she was male or female, and told the story about how they went to the Commission for the Blind and definitely felt treating her with prejudice. You know, now the law probably won't protect her because she's blind, you know, and they'll say, well, you're a blind person and we're trying to help you. But are they really? Did they really try to help this person? Or did they degrade her because of her gender? Or the gender that she wasn't sure of, or he wasn't sure of. You see, the law doesn't protect us enough. So you have the agencies and the government that don't do anything about it. The agencies have the excuse, we don't do that. That's not what we do. Yeah, that's the problem. That's not what they do. That's what's wrong. How can you rehabilitate someone and send them out into a world that's not made for them? The only reason they do that is because they get money for it. When they go out to try to find a job or live their life. Oh, we rehabilitated you. You know, so now you can go out in the world and get a job and then everything else. Yeah. But they don't stop the discrimination against that person. They don't do anything about that. They don't say to the government, "Hey, we taught this person how to function. You know, do the rest of the job. Pass a law that's enforcement. Make it so the person can go for the job and have everything that they need to qualify for the job." They don't do that. You know, my grandpa would have said a half-assed job. And it sure is. And you see it in everything that the government and the agencies do. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about this because it's so important. Is it discrimination to have a residence in a nursing home and take all their money and give them services that they don't want? Nobody does that. Nobody gets away with that, do they? Only people who are disabled, stuck in a nursing home. I don't know of anybody else, unless they live in another type of assisted living and all that stuff. Inner Sight Around the World, a Big East Akita Rescue. Great, great place if you want to adopt an Akita. Great dog. And the little bear. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So give her a call. Tell her you love the Akita. That's a good way to start the conversation. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch over them. Corey, Avanti, little Tommy, Ollie, Campbell, and all the rest of them. Trying to grow up and live their lives. The agencies need to do a lot more to help disabled children. They should be knocking down the barriers for them, passing laws to protect people. All right, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we thank you for it. Around the world, some of our friends, the show goes around the world, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and what else we got? Oh, Beccaro's Italian Tavern.com, and Touro Law Center with a .com. So there's some of our friends who have helped us in the past. And we certainly do remember them. All right, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And a cool guy who cares about people, I can tell you that. He's helped Inner Sight, and he's continuing to help us. And we appreciate that. All right. Let's see. Nobody Starves on Long Island is the organization for dog food, cat food, medical. To Gary, the phone number is 631-484-3085. That's a 631 number. I'll give it to you again in a minute. Explain to Gary that you're disabled, and he'll, I'm sure, do what he can to get the food delivered to you. So that's a cool thing. The number again, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. And please remember the Long Island Connection. You can go on their website or their Facebook. Try to make a difference. Long Island Connection. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we're here every weeknight 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow night is the Funnies. We'll have some fun over here. Tomorrow night, when we goof off and get a little crazy. All right. And I don't know what we're doing tomorrow night. It's all tomorrow night. Big surprise tomorrow night on InnerSight. So tune us in. Big surprise on the Follies. All right. Let's see. We'll hold on to the Able News. See if Suzanne comes on board. The phone number here, by the way, if you want to listen to the show, 213-816-1650. You can dial in. You can dial in on your computer or on a phone. And when you do dial in, try to avoid a speakerphone. It makes for bad reception. And speak right into the phone, because these phones are not like shotgun microphones, as they say. You know, these microphones are not that good in these phones. All right, InnerSight around the world, talking tonight about how discrimination is not the worst thing that we have to deal with. The agencies and the government, I believe, and many people believe, beat discrimination and become the hardest thing to deal with. Especially, and you've heard us talk about this, and we have a petition now up on change.org for the nursing homes, especially for people trapped in nursing homes, where they take all your money. Well, they give you $50 a week, a month if you're lucky. All your money, and they expect you to be happy and to function and to live your life with no money. And then they give you services and food and everything else that most people don't want. I mean, they don't get a choice. You know, oh, would you like to have a holistic food, organic food? We have it now available. I wonder when's the last time they've ever said that to someone in a nursing home. Organic food. I mean, maybe out in Hollywood where the place, I forget the name of the place, but there's a big place out there where movie stars can retire, because the person pays for that. In the nursing home, you can't pay for anything because you don't have the money. They take it. They take your money. All right. So why isn't that called discrimination? Who are mentally incapacitated, they don't understand about the money. But many people who aren't are not happy with the fact that they have to give up their money. They take your home. They take your, if you have a condominium, they'll try to get that. Whatever assets you have, they go after. And I wonder how many people currently in nursing homes who had a home and now don't, have lost it, gobbled up by the greedy state that doesn't care about people. And if you don't believe it, just look at the programs that are supposed to be there to help people. They're horrible. Most of the time they don't work. Many of the times the person's on the wrong program. And that's not considered discrimination, to my knowledge. You see, so the law does not protect us the way it should. You know, if a person goes to a guide dog school, they train with the dog 3 weeks, and let's say they want to handle the. Now let's say they want the dog normally is trained on the left side. Let's say this person starts using the dog on the right side. You know, dog can work on either side. Just have to, you know, refresh their memory a little bit. That's all. Praise them and all that. Dog can work on either side. Let's say they start using the dog on the right side instead of the left side, right? And the school refuses to give them the dog. Is that discrimination? Not according to the law, it's not. Person's right side is stronger than their left side. Who knows? You know? But there's no protection. The school's not even licensed. And go try to file a complaint with the human rights. That's like a joke. I know, because I went through it. Not for wanting to work the dog on the other side, but for other reasons. For losing my job and becoming a street musician. That's not considered discrimination if they deny you a guide dog. There's a lot left out. That's why these agencies should do a better job. You see? That's why these agencies should step in and say, hey, there's no law. This person trained with this dog. They must have done something right in 3 weeks. And your opinion is denying them the dog? We don't agree. We're going to help them. You see why there should be some kind of protection, especially if there's no law. That's the worst thing. Person has nowhere to go for help. I wanted to help you've heard her on the show, Regina, denied the guide dog, 15 years, right? I wanted to help her train the dog on her own. The person where she lives refused to accept a dog unless it came from one of the schools that she approved of. Is that discrimination? People get frightened. They don't want to fight that and take a chance to lose their home and you know, who knows? Not everybody is made to fight who's disabled. A lot of people don't want to do it. They don't like it. And I don't blame them. Shouldn't have to. That's why these agencies should be doing their job. See? The agency for the blind should go over to a place like that and say, look, if this school, Inner Sight, can train this dog, you know, we're behind it. You accept it. They don't do that, do they? They don't give one damn about the person. That person could walk out into the street in the snow, not being able to read the traffic lights, with a cane, and pray that they live. That's why it's worse to deal with the government and the agencies than it is to be discriminated against. You know, it really is. Because the agencies don't do anything to protect us and to help us with discrimination. They're so afraid of everything. Their first priority, and when they sit down and have meetings and the supervisor comes in, you know what their first priority is? Don't let these disabled people get out of hand. Protect the money. Make sure you make out your applications and your papers and all that. That's our first priority. That's what they talk about. Talk about how to help the person. And they certainly don't talk about people who are different, who they're discriminating against. So there's a big reason why it's harder to deal with the agencies than it is with discrimination. You know, discrimination, you can file a complaint with the human rights. It takes forever to get investigated. Most of the time, they don't do a thing about it. But at least you know where to go if you're discriminated against. You know, but when you're different and you're disabled and you're discriminated against by the agencies, that's not considered discriminatory. We need better law to protect us. Even with the agencies, more so with the agencies and the government. The government should step in on all these situations and protect people, especially the people who are in nursing homes, carted off to hospitals, like my friend Rosie, who obviously was neglected and now is in the hospital struggling for her life. Is that discrimination? Are they going to investigate that to find out what happened? Is there going to be an impartial investigation? I haven't heard of one yet. The state cannot investigate the state. That's a principle in life. Jesus said it. The devil cannot cast out the devil. So all the people that are carted off the hospitals from the nursing homes, how many of them have been victims of neglect and people who don't care about them, people who take their money and treat them like garbage? Care because they've got other people waiting in the wings to take their place. That's their incentive. The next person, who cares about this one? All right, Inner Sight around the world, 213-816-1650. We don't have the phones open yet, but we're hoping to be able to get some phone calls.
Hello.
We don't have an in.
Yeah, I'm
oh,
here.
There you are. Okay. So we can get some phone calls.
Yeah, I'm here.
What?
I'm here.
Yeah. All right, so do the Able News, and then we'll continue.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two images, classified sections to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions. change.org. There's two of them up there. One from the, yes. about the nursing homes and the other one regarding the service dog schools where there's no licensing of the schools. So we urge you to read them and sign, and if you want to, you know, you can make a comment. We would greatly appreciate your thoughts. We want to know what your thoughts are. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, the phone number here, if you want to call in. And I just want everybody to know in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a special guest on Inner Sight. My
yes.
good friend Ira
mm-hmm.
Tucker.
Nice.
Will be on, and we will be celebrating the gospel group, the Dixie Hummingbirds.
Oh, nice.
So,
yay.
We'll look forward to that in the next few weeks. Yeah. Inner Sight around the world. And any phone calls? Who we got? Anybody on the line?
We got Maureen. Let me check. See if she wants to speak.
All right.
And hold on. Put on the glasses. Hold on.
Maureen from Queens.
Yep, here she comes.
On Inner Sight.
Oh, my stupid screen. Hello, here she is.
Hello?
Hi, Maureen.
Hi. Hi.
How you doing?
I don't think I had it off the speaker all the way. I'm doing all right. How are you? How's your mom?
Oh, the same.
The same. You didn't get to talk to her. No.
No, you know what? I have to just pray to God that she stays. You know, I hope she gets past this. It's my biggest mm-hmm. fear right now.
I know it's hard. It really is.
Well, it sure is, especially when you're talking and and trying to give her hope and she's not
right.
responding. That's the worst.
Right.
It really
mm-hmm.
is. Yeah.
Well, like I said, don't
like
give up. Mom. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, don't give up, because like I say, I told you, my mom was 7 weeks practically in a coma, so, you know, so don't give up.
Yeah. I don't know whether to keep her on the food, the artificial food, or take her off, or what to do. I don't know anymore. I really
you don't know.
My brain is swimming.
You don't know.
You know, my brain is swimming with that. I don't know what to do with that. I mean, I'm 1 minute I go, okay, if I keep her on the artificial food, then I'll get a huge fight, you know, with, you know, a lot of court involved to get her off of it. I don't want to do that. And she might be stuck on it the rest of her life. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
I'd rather, she wanted to peacefully pass and not have to deal with all that. I know that. That's her wishes.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I don't know what's so
good. I know it's hard. When you can't even visit or be with them, it's, you know, disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's just beyond disgusting, you know?
So I'm doing this trial of food just to see if I can get her to wake up. Because if she gets some sustenance in her, then maybe she'll wake up. That's what I'm thinking. And if that's the case,
any kind of music,
then we got her back.
Any music she likes or anything like that? Simulator? Or
how am I going to get it to, too?
Yeah, they can't get anything on any device they have. They have so many devices.
No, I don't think so.
How about recreation?
I don't think so, because I don't see anything there, as far as I could tell.
Oh, they don't have recreation.
All I could see was her face, and her face just broke my heart. I took a picture of it, not because I wanted to, because it's not the way I want to remember her. I just put it on the petition. I put it on the petition. Let people see what nursing homes do. Let people see it.
Exactly. You know, let people
Rosie's
know.
A dog lover, right? Doesn't she love dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She loves
What's her favorite, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Why don't you, this is a shot, I don't know. Why don't you see if they can get a dog in there?
A dog.
Her.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know? Anybody who has a dog, a friendly, beautiful dog that likes people. You know?
Yeah, that might work.
Might work. She loves to
engage
with it.
See if it'll lift her spirits and, you know.
Anything.
Bring her up.
Right now. I tried everything and anything.
Well, I know she loves Charabelle.
She loves dogs, period.
Yeah. So there you
she
go.
Loves them.
Yeah. Right.
Because
animals do work wonders, you know, they really do.
Yeah, they do. She is the one.
And
who
if they won't do it, I
dogs.
Think you would have called Michelle and tell her.
Yeah.
Send her a text. They won't let my mom be visited.
She doesn't even know that my mom is
by a dog.
Not doing well. Yeah.
What?
She doesn't know yet that mom is not doing well. She actually saw my mom so happy for her birthday. And she was celebrating. Look,
oh, you
got
should tell
cake.
Her.
Yeah. She was happy.
Tell her what's going on.
For my birthday. I am going to tell her. I just feel so sad right now. I have to go through.
I would tell her.
You know why I'm going through this? All the insurance policies that my mom took out and forgot that she took them out. Okay? So I have like six of them to go through and make a call and see if she has any. That are viable to help her out.
I have to go in. I can't hear what you said. And I have to go in. I'm by the refrigerator. I have to. What was that last thing you said?
I said her insurance policies. I have to go through all of them because she forgot which ones that she did or didn't do, and she forgot to pay them. I don't know if any of them have any money on them. It's just a mess, a real big mess. And then I have my own issues. I just want to say, I don't know whether to cry, scream, cry again, or just, you know, just do what needs to be done. And, you know, I don't know. I really don't know what
to do. You know where to start.
What
I could do. I know how it is, you know.
I know it too.
We should just let people be, live with their families. They don't do any better in nursing homes or anything. And, you know.
You do worse. I mean, my father, it took 5 years before they killed him. Now my mother's a shorter time. It only took 3 years before they killed her. You know, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No way.
Well, don't give her up yet. She's not dead.
No,
but they're
going to
kill
her. People snap out of things, you know. It's just tough to give. She's not gotten any worse, right?
She's not eating, she's not drinking, she's not taking the medicine, she's not, you know, doing anything. She's just there like a vegetable. You know, I don't know.
I think you should try the dog idea, you know.
Yeah, I'll try.
If they want, I'll go there and somebody could bring Charabelle upstairs.
Okay.
That's my offer for Rosie.
Okay. It's right next
to
where I live.
You talk to them. You tell them that you have a friend, Rosie has a friend, and it's a guide dog, and that that the dog loves Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
Rosie
Don't
knows
worry.
The dog. You know?
Rosie knows the dog. And
this is worth a shot.
Fully trained and everything. Yeah, it's come up.
Yeah, worth a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take the harness off and they can bring Charabelle upstairs.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll give them a quick lesson how to handle her, and that's all, you know, that's all they need.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, what do we got to lose?
If they said that if it's closed by the governor, then I'm out of it. I can't do anything about that. You know? That's
what's
bothering
about
me
the
now.
Dog?
Everything's closed by the governor. No, because the hospitals are, unless the person's dying, actually dying, then they don't bring you. You're not allowed to go, no matter what.
What do you mean, if they're dying, you're not allowed
if
to go?
If her vitals have not gotten to the point that she's dying, her vitals are the same. So, you know, I mean, that does give me hope, but yet – she's just there. She's like, she hasn't, her body hasn't gone down or anything. She's like,
yeah, but people on critical are allowed to have visitors. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because that is a critical. So they allow you in if you have a critical patient. But she's not critical yet. That's what they said.
Well, thank God. Let
I know. That's good news.
Try to get them to accept my idea. What, we got nothing to lose.
Nothing at all. I'll try.
Yeah.
You know, but I would say she's definitely not, you know, responsive, and this will lead to a critical state, I think, but I don't know what they think.
Well, that's why I think that Charabelle could help.
Yeah, definitely.
Pick her up, lift her spirits, see if she'll respond to her, you know.
Mm. Oh, yeah, she loves Charabelle. Anyway. She loves Charabelle. Mm-hmm. She really did.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah.
And Charabelle
loves
my
dogs. She loves my two dogs. She loves my two dogs.
Is she getting any kind of IV? Are they giving it any kind of like IV, you know, with the, you know, I mean, I know you don't want to put it on a feeding tube, but,
They put an NG tube in her, into her nose, and then it's down there right now. If she tolerates the food well, hopefully, this is a prayer that I got to say, hopefully she's able to come around. That'd be awesome.
Nice.
You know?
Well,
and then they'll pull the NG tube and try feeding her. You know, she'll start eating, but I don't know. I mean, I don't understand why, what happened this whole time. She was demising since last week.
She was what?
Demising since last week. She was going downhill since last week. Why they didn't, you know, do anything for her then? Why didn't they check things and do anything for her then?
Right. Well, there you go. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not very alert in those places.
No.
Right.
Tell you.
Well, I mean, it sounds not so drastic as, you know, there's still hope. I believe there's still hope. I mean, she's not critical. And they're doing the thing. And if she responds to that, you know, so she'll probably be all right, you know.
I just have
to get the medicines, whatever, you know, with the infection, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I hope so. I just feel numb right now. I'm doing things.
I know.
You know, I feel like very numb.
Yeah.
I'm doing things that I have to, and I'm doing them. And then once in a while, I get caught in a spot thinking about it, and I just lament. And it's really hard
because
you have to knock yourself out of that, you know.
I know, you know, that's what I mean, it's just, you know, like yesterday, I was so upset, I was so depressed, and she's tired, she's, it was like talking to Rip Van Winkle every time, she just wanted to go to sleep, you know, now today she's much better, so, you know,
that's when my grandmother,
day by day, they'll, you know,
she'll
probably snap out of it soon, you know, just have to pray, and, you know. As long as she's not on the critical list, that's good.
Well,
you know?
I just hope that, here's what I hope, that she's not going to be on the feeding tube for a long while. That's all. That's the only thing. But I will stop that. I'm not going to do that to her. And I know she wouldn't want it. I know it because she said it already to me. When we were planning my father's stuff, we said no, he wouldn't want the feeding tube because he already said no to it. You know, when we were planning for his mother, and then he said, no, I know she wouldn't want that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's examples of who was in nursing homes and facilities and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my father said one time, these nursing homes are horrible. This is not what we put out when we made St. Nick's home. That was my where my grandmother was in. And when she had dementia, he goes, this is not where, how we made St. He was instrumental in making that home, St. Nick's home.
Right.
And it wasn't like that when they created it, he said.
Yeah.
You know, so that was one home that just pushed down my grandmother down a set of stairs.
Then we sent her back after we didn't think it was that. We just thought she walked down the stairs and sort of fell. That's what they told us. We didn't know any better. And then the second time around, same thing happened. She broke the other hip. We took her out immediately.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I know. Just the whole
thing. All right.
Yeah,
we're Maureen, we're going to go on with the program.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
Thank you for your phone call.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Sharaval will help her out. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, guys.
Right.
Take care.
All right. Let's see. Tomorrow night is the funnies. So we'll goof off over here and have a good time. Tomorrow night we'll have a little Lauren Hardy and the disabled friendly philosopher be here to set you straight on life. Or crooked. Oh, cut that up.
Well, crooked, you said?
Anyway, yeah. So tomorrow night, 8 to 9 on the funny, Louie will be around.
Oh,
always
yeah.
Crazy with him. You know. Oh.
We always have fun.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow night, Fred Sanford with the ash reading machine tomorrow night.
Wait, you said something.
The machine.
You said something. I don't know if you're still going to do it. Hold on. Let me
tomorrow
read it
night.
To you. Okay,
what?
Hold on. You said you wanted to do something. I don't know if you still want to do it, but I wrote it down, though. Okay, hold on.
Wrote what down?
Let me read it to you. Hold on. 1 second. I wrote this one down. It was funny. Fantasy Joe Biden is disabled. Disabled and makes everything accessible. That's what I.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll have the philosopher talk about that.
Okay.
All right. Tomorrow night, a fantasy from President Biden.
Yes.
All right. All right, Inside, 213-816-1650, talking tonight about how the agencies and the government is worse dealing with, it's worse dealing with them than it is discrimination. And there are so many things that happen to people dealing with them that aren't considered discrimination and
That's
should
right.
be. That law... Yeah. should be extended.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of prejudice against certain types of disabled people.
Well, I'll tell you,
you know,
I get a lot of prejudice, and I'll tell you where I get it. Whenever I go to quote the doctor, okay, the first thing they say when they find out I don't have a diagnosis yet is, "Have you gone to a psychiatrist, ma'am?" And I say, "Have you?" Because that really annoys me. "Have you gone to a psychiatrist?" I don't know, you know. And then they get all flustered because they don't know what how to answer that.
Well, don't you have that in your record that you've been to a psychiatrist?
Yeah, I do. I've been to psychiatrist, psychologist.
And why would they
I've
ask
everywhere.
You that question?
Because you're idiots. It's kind of
it doesn't
funny.
Make sense.
Or they tell me, it's just the way the medical profession, if they don't get an answer within, like, they immediately blame it on your brain. Well, now you can blame it on my brain because I got lesions there. I mean, I just hate that. I truly
Look, everybody in this world has a type of mental illness. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, that's true.
And what it
yeah.
is. Nobody gets away in this world without some type of mental strain
yeah.
or illness. So, you know, for that matter, everybody
is mentally ill.
If you
everybody.
Believe in psychiatry, I don't believe in psychiatry. I wouldn't go to a psychiatrist. I don't believe in them.
Right.
Because
all they do is pump
so,
them.
But there's all kinds of discrimination happening. that aren't addressed.
Right.
And that's why that law, if you're going to use that ADA, should be extended and amended and you know, built up so it has some meaning.
I agree.
The way it is now, you can't rely on that law to protect you.
No, you can't.
I mean,
no, you
and
can't.
The reason why you can't rely on it is because the agencies haven't done their job to make sure you can. What have they done? They allowed a law to pass. There's a bunch of rules that you go into a court and there's a debate and you have to rely on a judge who understands what you're going through and maybe you know will allow the case to be heard.
Yeah.
The kind of thing you're dealing with. And with the guide dog schools, forget it. It's even worse.
You know what
you
I said?
You can't even bring the ADA in on that.
That's right. You know what I said to her? The woman who was asking them? I said, you know, so you're saying in your statement right now that a mentally ill person can't get sick with anything else. Am I right? Because that's what her argument was about. So mentally ill people are magically can't get sick with anything. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Because I had to say that, you know, because the way she was, you
well,
know.
You made the mistake going to a psychiatrist. You never should have done that.
No, that wasn't the
that
psychiatrist.
That was a big mistake.
That wasn't the psychiatrist. This is another medical doctor.
No, I say, but you originally made the mistake of going to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, I know.
Now they got you labeled.
No, he didn't write anything labeled in there. He just wrote down, I have anxiety and depression, and that's fine.
Yeah, so that's going to be used against you.
Yeah.
Well, like
what?
I just said, the whole world
doesn't
has anxiety.
Have anxiety and depression. Really? Right now, at least. Really?
All right, Inside, tomorrow night,
anxiety and depression.
The funnies, okay. Let's see, we're on television tonight, 7:30, Channel 20, and Wednesday night we're on 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check us out at the television schedule, and we're getting closer to producing our new YouTube show, so we're gonna just hang in there. I'm predicting by next month we'll have it up.
Oh, I think so too.
And running.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, and I wonder how many people out there feel that they've been discriminated against by the agencies and the government, and it's not considered discrimination. See, that's what makes it worse.
I know.
That
it
there's
does.
No protective mechanism that you can call upon.
That's true.
That happened to me when I went into the court to file a complaint, and they didn't want to let me in. And I filed a complaint with the human rights, and they said it wasn't discrimination.
That's crazy.
See? So
which
there's
one was
there's a perfect example of the government discriminating against a blind person and getting away with it.
How about the time when I went for the job with the U.S. Customs and they had plastered all over their office AD because it just came out. It was in 1990, and it was like all over the damn office. It had posters of the Americans, we don't discriminate, blah, 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 blah. So I get to, the guy comes out, you know, and says to me, I didn't know you were on a wheelchair. I would have told you to never come. I said, why? I'm here to,
well, did you file
like
a complaint
else.
Against him? You should have filed a complaint.
Wait a minute.
I said, why are you telling me to leave? I'm here and I'll do my best on the job. And I'm he listened to me. Then he went on to say, as you'll only be in the way. I said, why will I only be in the way? I was contesting him every single moment. I was fighting him. And he said to me, because you don't understand, I have so many rolls of fabric and they're all over the place. I was about to say to him, clean up. He goes, we get tons of fabric all over the place. I mean, I don't
know. Did you file a complaint against the company?
I couldn't.
Hello?
I couldn't.
Why not?
Right?
Why didn't you file a complaint against them? It's a perfect,
I tried.
Sounds like a perfect case of, to me, of discrimination.
It was, I know. But I couldn't do it.
What do you mean you couldn't do it? You couldn't call the human rights?
To the federal, I did. I called the human rights.
Did you file a
complaint? I called the mayor's office. Yes, I did.
And what happened?
They told me it's a federal entity and that I couldn't do it.
Oh, so you did file a complaint.
Yes, I did.
Well, there you go. So then you weren't protected.
Right. Because any things that are like that, like a real, that's a federal entity or a police station, I don't know exactly what else is there, but I know it's mostly federal entities, they said.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. The government discriminates against people and gets away with it.
Yeah.
You know, that happens every day of the week to people.
Yeah.
And the agencies don't do anything about it. And certainly the government isn't doing anything about it. So there you have a situation that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And there's no protection.
None whatsoever.
And that's why people in many countries bear arms and go out and start destroying property and life.
Right.
That's what it
another
can lead
time,
to.
Yeah. Another time I was going to be working at a teacher's federal credit union. I go there I just remembered this one. And the guy was shocked that I was disabled. So I go there, I go through the full interview, right? And they did tell me that you had a disability, but I didn't think you were on a wheelchair. Okay, so I go upstairs, and he said, well, you know, this job requires you to lift. So at the time, I said, so what's your point? I could lift. And at the time, I was able to, for sure, but then I was able to lift and not have a problem. You know, I was able to lift and put it on a cart and then go with the cart to wherever I need to go. So he said to me, you know, are you sure you'll be able to do this? So I'm positive. They didn't want the responsibility on their premises of me doing anything. They were too scared. So while I was doing something, I got one.
Well,
question.
I probably didn't have insurance for that.
Right? Probably. Right. So I got one out of the whole interview. I only got one question wrong on the technical exam. Usually they won't, you know, say anything about that, you know, usually. And I was thinking about it the other day. I said, wow, one question wrong, for God's sakes, and they didn't hire me. I know what it was.
So did you file a complaint against him, too?
Yeah, I did, actually.
And what
nothing
happened
with that? Out of that. Nothing. That's how
we mean nothing.
Well,
what did they say?
Said the same. They just said to me that that wasn't discrimination because you didn't have the technical experience or some shit like that. I don't remember exactly. But they said
it wasn't discrimination.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it wasn't.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. In other words, there's no law. How do they know you didn't have the technical experience if they didn't try you out for the job?
Right, and then not only that, how many people actually, the way the sentence was worded, actually got that wrong. I want to know exactly how many people you have recorded getting that question wrong. You know, I want to know.
It should have been discrimination because they should have tried you out to see if you could do the job.
I probably could easily do it. No problem.
You know, and they didn't.
I lost money on that job because I had to take a day off from work to come and see them. Yeah, I lost money. So, yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Discrimination that goes unheard and undealt with because the law is not there for us. Happens all the time.
It does all the time.
Happened to me when they wouldn't let me on the accessor ride.
Oh, that was horrible what they did. Absolutely horrible. They
got away with it. And they're still getting away
with it. Yeah, no. But how come they do that? That's not. They know it's a guide dog. So what? I don't understand that. That don't make sense. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
No protection. They don't consider it discrimination because the person whose guest I was didn't tell them I had a guide dog.
That's so stupid.
There's all kinds of stupid loopholes in these things that shouldn't be there.
That's right. They should have something that if... Now, what happens if she didn't have a guide dog? And was that the case? She didn't have a guide dog? Or she had one?
No, she didn't have a dog.
So that's the reason. She didn't have a dog, but you had a dog, too. You know, that's kind of, you know, what it's about, too. I guess they make certain criteria or special accommodations for people who have dogs. I don't know what.
Well, they made up a rule that I believe they have no right to make up.
To make, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things have got to change in our way. That's all I gotta say. That's what it has to be.
But you see, the agencies don't do anything about this stuff.
Yeah, because they're too scared.
Yeah.
They're too scared.
They just let it happen.
Yeah.
And they don't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're protecting their funding, and their money. That's the bottom line.
Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics.
Yeah.
I want to thank all our listeners around the world. Don't forget to sign our petition on the nursing homes and the service dog school. Change.org. Inner Sight around the world. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And love and prayers to Rosie. And I
thank you.
Stand on my offer if Charibel can help her. Try to get her in there.
Yeah. I'm going to say.
All right. Thanks, Suzanne, co-host engineer. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight Frolics tomorrow night. Tune us in. We're going to have the machine that tests you for the COVID in front of every bathroom in the country. All right? Tell you about that tomorrow night.
I think that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night,
everyone. Give us more. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.